Well, it ain't Monday, it ain't morning, but we're always monkin'. And fellas, I've got a fun topic for us today. Are you ready for this?
What is that?
Oh boy, am I.
So we're going to have some unpopular opinions, and possibly some popular opinions, but we've never had those before. We're going to talk about some anime that we thought were going to be bad, but we ended up enjoying, and then vice versa. Stuff that we thought, you know, was going to be really great, we were excited for it, and then it happens, and we just didn't care.
I hate all anime.
Well, it's because all anime is bad.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, one of these lists was much easier to make than that. Let me just say
that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You sure about that, Ryan?
No, I love anime. What are you talking about?
Of course, because we watch it all the time.
Yeah, so definitely you're going to have some ones that you were unexpectedly surprised by.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do positivity or negativity first?
Let's start out with some positive vibes.
Oh, you want some good vibes?
Some good vibes today. So what is it? What is this? We're saying things that we expected to be bad.
Yeah, expected to be bad, or you just didn't really care about, and you're like, oh man, I had a fun time with that.
All right, I got a big one.
Okay,
big one. It's not very controversial at all.
Great.
It's Steins Gate. So you know, everybody knows.
You went into Steins Gate thinking it was going to be bad. That's interesting.
I went back into Steins Gate thinking it was going to be bad because I started it once and I dropped it because it was slow. Because it's notorious for being extremely slow in the visual novel.
Oh, that is slow. True. It is pretty slow with the first five episodes.
Yeah, probably more than that. let's be real. But on that second viewing, once you hit the point,
yeah,
Steins Gate, spoilers for Steins Gate, I guess. Yeah, there was no turning back. That was definitely like one of my favorite animes of all time. The whole like time travel thing and multiple timelines. Oh, it was great. And like, actually, I think a lot of the slow build up to it made it even better. So
yeah, I remember
it was warranted.
I think I watched that with you because you recommended.
Did we watch it together? No, I watched it alone first. At least I might have watched it again with you though.
Yeah,
we watched Durarara, which was my other one. Spoiler, but we'll talk about that in a sec.
I can't believe that you were like that. You stopped it. I mean, I guess it is pretty slow in the beginning there, but
it's extremely slow in the beginning. It's probably one of the slowest anime out there.
Yeah, it does take a while.
If you try to rewatch it, and you're expecting something cool and time travel-y to happen, which is what I was expecting going into it, and I didn't get that the first time, you know, before I went away.
I guess it is the crew being works for quite a while.
Where they really
doing
are
dumb little experiments.
A lot of cicadas making noise. That's my
favorite noise of all time.
I would say Ryan's favorite noise.
It's constant. There's more cicada than dialogue.
Oh, we could test that theory. I'll test that theory. I'm dumb enough to do it, but we'll do that later. I'm surprised by that. I binged that entire show in like 2 days.
Well, I binged it in 2 days once I got hooked on it, but getting over the first hump was the hardest part. For sure.
Interesting.
Nice.
But so that's pretty self-explanatory. My other one is for similar reasons was Durarara, also a pretty slow show until, you know, all the different characters start, you know, intermingling. And it's a weird thing because Durarara, you have the main characters, the three main characters or whatever, and they like get no screen time until like halfway through the show.
Yeah. Well,
that's you're like, just 'cause there's we had the running joke. It's like, oh, there's our main characters again.
The main characters finally here. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're more the framing device for the show rather than characters until what, like the first two arcs are done and then they actually start becoming important.
Yeah.
They're kind of just there and they're like, oh, yeah, remember these characters? You know, the ones who are technically the protagonists.
I mean, everyone's a protagonist, but
some people are more
protagonist-ier than others.
Yeah,
we're gonna make up some.
The protagonist. Yeah, that's also another really slow show where I could see someone dropping it. She said, "How long
but
it
it's
takes
mad
to,
good,
to rev
though.
Up?"
It's so good. Every opening and ending is a banger.
that whole soundtrack slaps.
Actually, Steins Gate opening is also a banger. Crashing through the gate. Through the gate. Da-na-na-na-na. It's very good. Anyway.
It's interesting how Gary has approached, like, it seems like you've approached this list from, like, how you went in, you watched the first couple of episodes, and then from that you gauged it to be whether or not you'd think it'd be bad, and then the rest of the show surprised you.
It's really hard for me to tell if a show's going to be good or bad just by someone recommending it to me.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. That's just because I was trying to put this list together and I've had a really hard time doing it. And
so, yeah, so I might have cheated.
Your approach was very different from how mine was, which isn't a bad thing by any means. I just think that's interesting.
Yeah, I might have cheated on this list.
Cheating's fun. So why not?
Yeah, we do a bit of cheating.
All right.
Wait, so your two was Steins Gate and Durarara. Was there another one?
Gurren
Lagann, actually.
Gurren Lagann or Lagann or whatever.
Gurren Lagann.
That I expected to be decent, but ended up being fantastic. I don't know if that counts.
My entire list is based off of is shows that I went in not expecting much and then came out being like, oh, that was actually amazing. Or
I didn't expect much from it because people said it was like, you know, a mech anime. I'm like, man, I don't really like mechs.
How do you not like giant robots with giant guns? Ridiculous.
Well, sometimes it's you see one,
then you see them all.
You know, it's kind of like what makes this giant mech anime distinct.
Every Gundam fan just cringing right now. They're crying themselves to sleep.
Inside. Yeah, all one of them.
This one has drills.
Yeah, drills. That's drills are cool though. They cool spirals and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Heck yeah. All right. Anyway, Ryan, give me yours.
Oh man.
Hit us with these hard opinions, Ryan.
Well, so again, why would anyone ever take the time to go watch an anime they think is going to be bad?
Yeah, that's the hard part about this question.
That would be so stupid. Who would ever do that?
Oh, and, absolute morons. Oh, wait, clearly.
Yeah, what
absolute you guys are the stupid idiots.
No.
Well, here's the and the problem is that Tyler and I have gone out of our ways to watch lots of terrible anime, and lo and behold, all the shows we expected to be trash absolutely were. I can't say that I've come out of. There is one show that I have on this list. I forgot
which one.
So I went into this show expecting it to be trash, and it absolutely is trash. But I love it all the same.
Oh no!
It's Why the Hell Are You Here, Teacher?
Oh no!
It's one of your guys' cringy trope animes.
This is not an appropriate show at all.
No, but that's an understatement.
I think what's funny is it's on Crunchyroll for some reason, and I don't really know why. It doesn't. That still kind of blows my mind. But because it's on Crunchyroll, all the inappropriate stuff is like censored, like almost absurdly so, to the point where they just have to like cover the entire screen.
Thank you, Crunchyroll.
Which just makes it even funnier to me. Like it's just, some of the censors
are hilarious.
It just makes it even funnier. It's just that show is absolute trash, but I love it all the same. And I take no pleasure in saying that. It's absolutely hot garbage. But here I am saying I liked it.
I mean, the jokes in it were actually pretty good. And surprisingly, the plot lines for the different relationships were better developed than some of the other shows we've watched where we thought it was going to be trash.
Agatoro! Like, hold on. I got something stuck in my throat.
All right there, dude.
Hold on. Oh, sorry. It's spoilers
for
another section. Whoops.
I could see that. What's your other?
So I have One Punch Man on here.
Really?
You it's like your favorite thing ever.
Well, that's the thing. As I said, I went into One Punch Man being like, this probably isn't going to be good. Because for One Punch Man came out in a time in my life where I was very bitter and angry towards anime.
Why were you bitter and angry towards anime?
I was hot on the SAO hate train.
It ruined everything for you.
Super done with like overpowered protagonists. And Gary Mary Stews, and I was like, I hate it. All these shows stink. And One Punch Man comes in and they're like, this whole show is about a character that's super overpowered, and that's the joke. I'm like, that sounds really funny, but how would they possibly drag that out for 12 episodes? And oh boy, did they.
So I don't know if they need to drag it out for 12 episodes. It was, there's definitely, there's some of those episodes are some of the funniest things I've ever seen, but there are other episodes that do drag on.
Yeah, it's
because they have to make the side characters do random stuff until Saitama gets
well,
there.
Well, their problem is that, you know, if they created a character that can defeat anything in one punch, he's completely invincible, so they have to create stakes by having characters that are weaker than him.
They're also the ones that have personality, because Saitama is kind of just a dork, but everyone else has to actually have personality, so there's some kind of character.
Moomin Rider is precious.
Yeah.
He's such a
Chad Moomin Rider. Yeah, so I liked One Punch Man enough that I went, I don't ever read like manga. I'm just, that's not my thing. But I've read and I am keeping up with the One Punch Man manga because
is it still also going?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's hot. It's hot to try. It's super duper well drawn. It's great. So yeah, One Punch Man, I went in completely just, I knew it was a parody, so I wasn't like, this is going to be stupid because Saitama's so strong. It was more like the premise sounds...
Who would win, Saitama or Goku?
Yeah, but I was like, this sounds like a fun one-off. I don't know how they're going to make an entire 12-episode show about this. And I was very pleasantly surprised by how funny it was and how good the fighting animations were. And the story was pretty engaging, even though a lot of the episodes were kind of one-offs. And it slowly like builds this world that with the Hero Association, which is like, and it has rules, and it was just interesting. It built a world and lore that I was like engaged in, on top of the fact that Saitama is just, you just get that nice dose of serotonin after watching Saitama just one-shot something that's been bragging about how cool and great it is for like 20 minutes.
The entry exam episode was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh my god, yeah.
The fact that he fails every exam except for the strength one.
Yeah,
he gets like a C. He like barely passes.
He did amazing on the strength exam, but he did so poorly on the written exam that he got a C. He like literally, like I would assume he got that completely, like a zero on that.
But love that he's pulling out the grade from the envelope and you see the top part of the C. And he's like, oh, sweet, an S, I knew it. And then he pulls the rest of it out, he's like, oh. it's such a good visual gag.
Genos is even like, and your S is even bigger than mine because you're just so great. And it's just a C. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so it's like funny because Saitama's journey is like, I mean, like usually these shonens are about, you know, gaining strength and power, which Saitama has already reached the top. So that's not really what it's about. It's almost more about him getting to the top of the Hero Association, but he also like just doesn't care. And he also has a hard time because other heroes just constantly take the credit, like King and stuff. But like, again, Saitama doesn't really care at the same time, but it's fun. I really enjoy that show. I was
it's a lot of fun.
Very pleasantly surprised going into that. So that's why it's on this list. I was expecting it to just be like, it'll be a fun little parody. And I came out of it being like, that was really, really great, actually. Some of the most kick-ass fight scenes I'd seen in a long time.
Are you done? That's the only ones you have?
Oh, I have. So I have a very...
I was like, am I negative?
I have two. One of them's going to be really quick. One of them is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon? Which I fully expected to be awful because of the name.
That was funnier than I expected.
And I was also, again, bitter in a dark place because of Kirito. And
freaking Kirito.
Freaking
every
Kirito.
Isekai ever does the same thing.
Yeah. And so I was very pleasantly surprised to watch the show and be like, oh, Bell's like a likable character and he doesn't start off super strong and he's still making his harem, which I'm not big on harem, but that's all right. But it's still like a fun romp. And it was fun. The name is really misleading. And that was one of the reasons why I was like, this is going to be hot trash, because what is that name? And then I watched it and I was like, you know what? I got a kick out of that.
Well, Ryan, I have a question for you.
Yeah. Go for it.
Do you think Chestia is Bestia?
This is a dumb question.
I'm not going to answer that. Anyways, my final one is called Love is War. That's
Yo, that was going to be Kaguya-sama? Mine too.
Kaguya-sama. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was also a show that this was like a show that I went into much like One Punch, expecting it to just be like, okay, or like not that great. And I actually came out of being like, oh, I really enjoyed it way more than I was expecting it to. It was much more.
The dynamic was so fun. They were straight up like death noting each other the entire time, except it was funny.
Yeah. And it was genuinely funny too. Like I remember watching that. I think Tyler and I watched it at one point.
And freaking Chica
I
rewatched that show with you.
Really
dumb. I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
Chica's best girl. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
She's such an idiot.
Being the wild, even in the intro, she's like the wild card, like the Joker or whatever. Was she the Joker? I forget.
I like that she has her dumb little Sherlock hat and she runs to the prop department or the theater department every time, grabs that from the prop room and comes back. She's like, we have a mystery to solve. And it's like, why? Why do you do that every single time? That's such a dumb gag. I love it.
Yeah. It's just, it was fun. It's a fun romp. It gives me the warm and fuzzies. Yeah, it was one of those shows that I just went in kind of expecting it to either be like not that great or, mediocre at best. But I actually came out of it being like, wow. They did it. Yeah, they made a show. Good one. Good job, A1 Pictures. You did it.
Broken clock is right twice a day, I guess.
Yeah, so those are the four that I had on my better than I expected list.
Pretty good picks, honestly.
Thank you.
I didn't enjoy all of those. I could see why you would think that some of them would be kind of like, or you're like, I don't know if they could carry that for like an entire show, and then realize, oh, this is great. I love every second of this.
Yeah, that was a lot like straight up One Punch Man. I was like, that sounds fun for one episode. And then I watched one episode and like, yeah, that was fun. I don't know what on earth they could possibly do for episode two. And it just kept going and it kept being great.
Oh man.
What do you got?
I have some good ones. And these are three that I legitimately thought was going to be like bad. Like my expectations were low, as in like I'd give it like a 1 out of 5 or like a 2 out of 5 tops. And I ended up, really enjoying them. So the first one, I don't think either of you have watched, but it's Fruits Basket.
Nope.
It's on my to watch list.
Okay, cool. Then I won't like super spoil this then while I describe it. So it's all like romance and everything. Like it's effectively a love triangle with this girl like trying to pick, two guys. And a friend of mine recommended it to me when I first started watching anime because she really enjoyed it. And she's like, it's a romance thing. I'm not really sure if you're like too into that, but I think you'll like the humor. I think you'll like the characters because they're really like well written and they're fun characters to be with like while they do this romance plot. And I was like, sure, I'll watch that. I'll just talk about that show with you. And I was expecting to hate this show. Like I was just like, I don't care about love triangles. I don't give a shit about your like Team Edward or Team Jacob nonsense. Like whatever. And I started watching this show and realized very quickly, I adore these characters. They're all fun in their own little ways. Because the whole point is that the main girl meets a family that is cursed by the Zodiac. And so every person that she meets exhibits like things that are like that Zodiac animal. So like the boar is really aggressive and likes to eat. The cow is like kind of like blasé and just like lets things happen to him. The rat is really clever and like is kind of like devious and tries to do schemes and things like that. So like every person that like exhibits the Zodiac things just play around with that.
Libra?
What's what?
The scales.
That's not. No, the animal zodiacs, like the Chinese zodiac.
That's different. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking of
You're thinking like Capricorn and like Sagittarius, yeah, Pisces, that all that nonsense. No,
sorry. Disregard that.
How dare
that.
You? I was like, Libra's not an animal. Wait a second. So yeah, those characters are fun. And I ended up like really caring about the whole Team Edward, Team Jacob thing, where it's like Team Rat or Team Cat. And I got to say, I was Team Cat. I liked him a lot more. It's a fun time. But that was the original. The show actually got updated in the last year and a half. Because the original show caught up to the manga, so like it veered off, it did its own weird thing, and they kind of just ends on a weird note, doesn't actually like finish off the storyline. So now they're redoing it, and I'm kind of still watching that, and it'll be like the real ending, the way the manga ended. I'm excited for that. But yeah, I ended up like apologizing to my friend, because I was like, hey, you told me about this show, and I didn't care at all, and I ended up watching all of it in like 3 or 4 days, because I just enjoyed it so much. And she was upset that she thought that I would that she would have given me bad anime recommendations, and I had to apologize pretty profusely. But oh well.
You could have just lied.
What? I'm a good person, Grip. How dare you?
Well, I'm not.
Speaking of good people, so this is one. This is kind of like what you guys would have done for like One Punch Man or like Durarara or like Steins Gate or whatever. You're like, eh, like I didn't think it was gonna be bad, but I ended up really enjoying it, and that's Konosuba. Okay. I get the whole parody thing, just like One Punch Man. I hate isekai because they're dumb, because SAO is one of the worst things to ever be created, and I thought it'd be kind of funny, like, oh, they're making fun of isekai, but I didn't think it would last. And let me tell you, because everyone knows this, I adore Konosuba. I can think I've watched Konosuba season one like 6 times at this point. I
oh my god,
it might be a bit obsessive. Every
second of that show, it's hilarious. And I was not expecting it. I tell someone to, like, if they're like even remotely thinking of watching Konosuba, I'm like, hey, I'll watch it with you, please let me watch it with you.
That's funny. Yeah, Konosuba
is great. It's an extremely funny show. I don't think I adore it as much as you do, but it's definitely it's probably one of the funniest shows out there, if not the funniest.
It does really well. So comedy is really hard to do for anime, just because obviously like it's Japanese, and so like they have different jokes and different like comedic beats. And so I think it's really hard to translate that to a Western audience, because we just have different forms of comedy. So Konosuba being as funny as it is, like after being translated and like after going to a different culture, I think is a testament just to how well written the characters are, like the situations are, because it's still... it's still just funny.
Well, Kazuma rejects pretty much all of the isekai tropes. There's even that one dude who is literally like the isekai protagonist who gets like the super sword or whatever. You know,
he does. and they dunk on him the whole show.
Dunk on him. It's so funny.
Yeah, any chance to dunk on isekai, I'm here for.
And it does it a lot.
Does it? And it does it in spades.
It does. Did it for 2 seasons, and then it did it for the movie. And actually, just recently, the announcement of the next season. I don't remember when that's coming out, but I was obviously ecstatic.
What's that, season 3?
Yeah. Although it'll kind of sort of be season 4, because the movie is season 3. Like sure. The movie straight up is the next part of the story. So if you haven't watched the movie and you start to watch season 3, you'll be kind of lost.
I have not.
Or do you need to watch the movie still?
I'll watch it with you.
What? I would have never guessed.
But how are we supposed to watch Spider-Man?
Oh, no. Oh. I guess I'll have to stop watching a great show.
Maybe you can watch it as a reward for finishing Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Or Eternal Reward.
We're only halfway through that, by the way.
Yeah. It's still torture. So. And my last one, which is definitely one that I thought I was going to hate. And Grep, you'll like this pick. Okay. It's School Days. Everyone hates School Days.
Oh, no.
They hate that show so much. And I was always confused. I had a bunch of friends that like were always talking about how crap it was. I've seen the community like online. Everyone just hates that show. And Grep and I decided to watch it. And we binged that show. Was that one day? Did we watch all that in one day?
We did. Yeah. Spoilers for School Days, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to spoil the hard hell out spoilers. Of
this show. So funny thing. I went into School Days thinking that I had it spoiled for me. I'm like, oh, shoot, I have it spoiled for me. The twist is the main character cheats on his girlfriend. That happens at the end of season or at the end of episode one. Little did I know.
Oh, it's like, no. It's not episode. Isn't it like episode
it's
two?
Episode one.
Is episode like, one?
He kisses or I think the girl kisses him.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it just gets worse from there.
I can't believe you thought that was better, the spoiler.
Yeah, I thought
it gets better.
And the dude straight up, he turns into a zombie by the end of the show. All of his energy devoted towards, I don't know if I can say that on podcast. Intercourse.
He becomes a Chad, but like it certainly looks like it's killing him.
The husk of a Chad, if you would.
I sincerely hope that for anyone that hasn't watched School Days or heard of it, and you don't really know about the hate or like anything about it, you should just watch that show and let the emotions and let the events happening on screen just hit you, because you keep thinking like, oh, it can't really be worse than that, right? Like that's the worst drama that can happen. And then it escalates again.
Yeah, I guess we're not going to spoil it too episode. Much. We won't spoil it too much then.
I don't want to because
The
last like eight episodes of that show.
Oh gosh, you don't wild. Know. You don't even know.
Yeah,
it's a wild ride.
That entire final episode, like we had our mouths just drop down to the floor, looking at each other, like, "Oh my god, did that just happen? Like what?"
Oh man,
I unironically
greatest experiences of my life. I can't believe the funniest thing is they take. Normally when animes adapt a visual novel, or it was a visual novel, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They usually take like the best route or the canon route or something. I'm pretty sure they took like the worst route from this visual novel. So it's very different.
That's why the fan base hates it.
It's an extremely different take of what you would get. And I'm actually kind of curious what the true routes are, and I'll probably look it up one day.
I debated on
apparently
looking it
up.
No spoiler.
There is apparently an ONA. I don't know what
that means.
It's an ONA, but there's apparently maybe one episode that is supposed to be, yeah, it's one 21 minute episode that's supposed to be, I think, the good ending.
I don't want the good.
I don't want that.
The inferior ending.
It is the inferior ending.
It was a show that took a risk and was punished for it, and we shouldn't punish it for it.
Yeah,
it's sitting at a steamy 5.6 on a.
It should not have anime. That.
No,
that was such a low. Unique experience. It was better than all the other trash that comes out, literally like fodder that comes out every season, every guest.
It stands out amongst a sea of slice of life.
It's like
it might be a moldy slice of life. Tell it's moldy.
You, Ryan, you recommended me Kokoro Connect. That was actually a very, because I'm not huge on Slice of Life that much, but Kokoro Connect was a very funny Slice of Life with a unique premise of the whole, like, they switch bodies and they have to deal with each other's problems and stuff.
Yeah, the nice thing about that show is that it's not just Slice of Life, it's also got, like, that super.
It's got that weird supernatural element. Thing, but, it's very Slice of Life-y, most of it.
Oh, it definitely is, but.
It's day-to-day. Emotions and relationships and things.
You know, they don't go like a beach episode and then the festival episode and then
it's not super generic
episode and they don't watch the fireworks. It's them.
No, they have legit issues.
Like, yeah, and on top of that, there's also like an alien that's cursing them, and they have to.
And then you don't actually know how like the relationships and stuff are going to pan out too.
Yeah, and like the relationships kinda different. Actually do pan out, which I appreciate.
They change and they're dynamic. They're not like, cookie cutter. Like, protagonist sees first, chickie sees, and then boom, they're destined to be together forever.
And it doesn't like and open-ended. They're like, oh no, this is where we go from here. Like, it's like,
yeah,
oh,
exactly.
We actually get to see it unfold. I'm like, oh,
yeah, usually like they don't want to commit because they'll anger people.
And they choose best girl.
That they do.
We're not talking about that.
It's all just, again, this was before I was salty about SAO, but I was also at a point where I watched
pre-SAO, post-SAO Ryan, punished Ryan.
That's what I said. Right, punished Ryan now.
There was a point where I was like watching shows and I was like frustrated by, because I didn't know like what, this was like when I was first getting into anime, I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just watching whatever I saw on like Crunchyroll's front page,
yeah,
which was all garbage. And
spoiler alert, because I was
trying to watch shows that weren't like 50 episodes or more. So I was like watching like single season stuff. And it was really frustrating to constantly have like just the same, you know, slice of life shenanigans of like, oh, here's a romance. And it's like, will they, won't they? Let's just end it because we're hoping we'll get like a season two or something. And then
won't.
Kokoro actually was like the first one of the first ones that I watched where I'm like, wow, they actually committed to the relationship, and then we got to see it play out to the end. That's nice. So
it was good stuff.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Anyways, fun tangent. Tyler, what's next on your list?
Well, the next one, I'm not actually sure if anyone really here has watched, and it also isn't one where I thought it was gonna be bad and like ended up liking it, you know, as in like it was amazing. But Land of the Lustrous. It was an Amazon exclusive show. I'm not sure if it still is.
Then I definitely haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So I'll be really brief, but it's basically about rocks. Like they're like living rocks. So it's like, you know, amethyst and like beryllium. So it's like minerals and things like that. And they're like the only life on this planet. I'd heard the premise and I was like, that sounds insane, whatever. And the other thing that killed me is the entire show is CGI. And CGI in anime is famously terrible.
Bad.
Yeah. But this show is gorgeous. The landscapes, the character animations, just the character movements and everything, having these weird, like living rock people, like going about their lives and like finding out what happened to this planet, like why they seem to be the only like life left, was really interesting. And I was surprised at just how much I liked it. And I was surprised that I didn't hate some CGI in anime for once.
That's interesting. I've never heard or seen this show like at all. This is completely new to me.
Yeah. It was like 2016 or 2017. So it's a few years old now. I don't think it ever got a season two, which is a shame because it definitely ends on a cliffhanger. So I'll never see how that ends.
Probably because nobody watches Amazon.
Yeah, that's probably the reason why, which is a shame because, again, the show was gorgeous and I really liked the character developments and finding out about this weird world with living rocks. But that's my list of positive vibes where I thought they'd be or bad, and they ended up being amazing. My big one was School Days because everyone hates that show.
That was a good pick.
That was the real hot take.
Oh, yeah,
the hottest take we've had so far.
It's one of my hottest takes, like unironically. But good vibes are over. It's good bad vibes central now. All right, Grep, we started good vibes with you. We're going to start bad vibes with you again.
All right. I got a pretty hot take for this one. A lot of people are going to disagree with, but original Dragon Ball, not Z, not Super or whatever.
OG.
Oh, the OG. Yeah. So I watched original Dragon Ball after watching Dragon Ball Z, but I think I watched it before Super. And I expected it, you know, to be, you know, kind of nostalgic, kind of like, oh, okay, cool. I expected it to be dated, of course. But I wanted to see, you know, how all the characters came together and where they originated from and stuff like that. The problem is, it's like 130 or so episodes, but like nothing happens. It's the slowest show I've ever seen. You can go 3-4 episodes without any significant progress being made. Wow. And it's all like the same stuff.
You don't like them looking about for the
regular Dragon Ball?
I think original Dragon Ball would have been perfectly fine if they shortened it to like 40, 50 episodes.
Yeah, you could cut it in half and lose nothing.
You could cut it in half. And I think it would have been perfectly fine. There's even some parts that I really enjoy. I like seeing like Goku grow up. And I like seeing him meet all of his friends in actually having Yamcha be important for like 10 episodes.
You guys remember Yamcha?
Yeah, remember Yamcha? But it's just, all those characters, it's so slow. It kind of ruined the entire show for me.
It is funny to like go back at, like, because Z has a lot of characters like Yamcha and
Tien.
Tien and his little
Chaozu
friend. And it's like, who are these characters? Why do they keep showing up? All they do is nothing.
They don't do much.
You know, like maybe they get like one cool moment and like, you know,
there's a
like a Cell moment where he just like hits him with that one move that doesn't make any sense. But like when you go back and you watch the original Dragon Ball, you're like, oh, this is why these guys are here,
yeah,
because they were important back then and they did not.
And they do make a comeback in Super a little bit, except for Yamcha. Yamcha gets like, he's like, yeah, man, I'm ready for the fight. And then he just straight up just gets like denied. It's the funniest thing.
Probably are self-aware of the Yamcha meme at this point.
Yeah, they
but it also,
I mean, they definitely are.
Yeah, it's probably also rough to go and watch Dragon Ball regular, like the first one after watching Z, because it's also like nothing like
it's that. Also rough to watch Z because Z is also extremely slow.
Yeah,
it's not quite as slow as original Dragon Ball, but it's still very slow and you have to go through a lot of arcs doing that. If I had to recommend
different shows, essentially,
yeah, they're like, totally different.
Z is
very shonen and like action packed, and like
Dragon Ball is very adventure-y.
It's like kind of slice of life almost.
Not, yeah,
like
I comedy. Don't know. I don't know about slice. It's more. It's a lot of comedy though.
Yeah.
It's a lot more comedy. If I had to recommend you to watch Dragon Ball again, or like anything of Dragon Ball, just watch Dragon Ball Z Kai, because it's condensed, and a lot of people will argue me on that. But having the pacing be fixed is a thousand times better. Like I wouldn't wish having someone wait through hours upon hours of filler. It's not even filler. They just like sit around. There's so much like empty space.
If you want to get someone into Dragon Ball, you don't recommend Dragon Ball Z, the original. Kai
would be way better.
Yeah, Kai would be way better of a recommendation, just because if someone new is going to be watching this, be like, why am I sitting?
But, like original Z had some really good music from Faulkner, but it's not worth it, I don't think, in my opinion. A lot of people will fight me on that, but that's my big one, was Dragon Ball. And don't get me wrong, I still like the vibe of Dragon Ball. It's very fun, but it was hard to get through. Really hard.
Could definitely use a Kai.
It could use a Kai. I'm surprised they haven't. That would be a great candidate. Easy, like fuse.
Is there a game adaption of the original Dragon Ball?
I think there is.
Oh, there has to be.
There is. There's one on the DS. Dragon Ball Origins, I think it's called.
Probably would be better than watching the show. Watching the show at this point.
I don't know about that, but maybe. So that was my big one. The other one I had was season 5 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. So Giorno's arc.
Shonen hate train.
I know. Because I love JoJo. JoJo was like my favorite, one of my favorite shows when I was watching it, and it was just so much fun to watch, and I was really excited for part 5, but once part 5 hit, I kind of saw that it was kind of falling into like a formulaic pattern, to where like every episode is kind of becoming a little more predictable, even with all the weird stand patterns,
the monster of the week type thing,
monster of the week, you know.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. It feels like they definitely, because we had part 3, which is absolutely monster of the week, and then we had part 4, which was monster of the week, but also really had an overarching plot that all tied together. And part 5 does have like that arc still.
Part 5 does have more of that,
it still feels way more monster of the week than part 4 did.
Yeah, I think I was just a little worn out from it to really enjoy it. Like maybe if I saw that instead of part 4. I might have been okay with it, but
I still really liked part 5.
I'm still enjoying it, but I thought I would have absolutely loved it. I was extremely hyped.
I was really attached to the characters in part 5, which I think helped a lot.
They have a lot of personality. They're a lot of fun. Well, yeah, with the exception of Giorno.
and they actually like, you know, like we meme on how like they don't use their powers a whole lot. I feel like a lot of the characters in Part 5 actually are utilized pretty well. We get to see almost, with the exception
Especially Mista. Mista uses power all the time.
Mista uses power.
Muchavati.
The airplane kid.
Arantxa.
Arantxa.
Yeah, they all have a couple of good arcs, and they all use their powers effectively. It's like, oh yeah, no, that makes sense that they would do that. I didn't find myself constantly being like, why didn't they just do that one thing that like they do every, like, you know, like just solve their problem with that, you know, this stand or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
it felt like they actually were using them a little more effectively. There are obviously exceptions, but you know, it felt
Kovkov's a hand up.
This hand up. Yeah. It felt like a much more like, I don't know. It still had the overarching plot because, you know, they're trying to protect the daughter, and then you know, you get halfway through and they're trying to protect the daughter more, but for a different reason. And, you know, I was pretty invested in finding out who Boss was and like finding out what his deal was, and
Boss.
The ending was fun and I had a good time. And then I was actually pretty, I can't believe the ending wasn't spoiled for me. Considering what happens, I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. But I don't know. I enjoyed Part 5. Did you finish all of Part 5? You're still working on it.
I'm still working on it, but it's
slow going.
It's slow. I've been off of the JoJo train for a while. So I'm getting all.
How far? Do you know how far you are?
I'm past the halfway point.
So you've gotten past
the boss.
The boss. Yeah. See, I feel like that's once, like,
That was a good episode, though. That was
like Bucciarati, it gets better in the second half.
Yeah, I was about to say Bucciarati did some killer plays getting out of there. So that was good stuff. Yeah,
the second half is better. I think you'll enjoy that more, but we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm working on it though. So all right. Ryan, let's move on to you.
Stop on the shonen hate train, I guess.
Yeah, let's stop on the shonen hate train. I didn't mean for it to be shonens though. That's just what it happened, because I feel like I'd be hyped to get into a shonen. I've never hyped. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go watch a slice of life.
Let's go. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm gonna watch some. I'm just gonna sit in the chair next to the window.
I want to see some melodrama. No, it's usually like,
gonna fall,
man,
down.
It's usually like, man, I can't wait to see what Goku does next. I can't wait to see his new form. But that's that's usually what I get hyped for, not the slice of life stuff.
Yeah. What's the next stand? But yeah, I'll I got a couple on my list. I'm gonna list one that you both are familiar with. This is a pretty fresh wound for me. Don't toy with me.
Same, like
Toro.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! I thought that was gonna be better too. I thought that was actually going to be funny, at least. But
there's so many memes of it. How could it not be?
Yeah, there's so many memes.
So many memes. It was like, I saw screenshots, people talking about it all the time. I went to Barnes & Noble, and the like manga was like at the front. They were selling it. Like, this is the top to trot thing right now.
It's kind of lewd to sell at Barnes & Noble. What?
Yeah, that kind of is. Spicy.
That's not even a joke. That's why I saw it. No, it was there. I was like, wow.
Yeah, they didn't do like anything the entire show. Like, and it wasn't like the jokes weren't even like that funny.
And
it was just
every
lewd.
Character in this show is unlikable and almost insufferable, I might say. One of the other reasons I was like, oh, maybe this won't be so bad, was there's this other show, very similar vein, called Teasing Master Takagi-san, which isn't like the greatest show of all time, but it's the same premise of like, a boy and a girl. And the girl like teases him and he tries to tease her back, but he always fails. But it's like much more innocent and like less malicious and lewd. And it's a more wholesome show. So I was expecting it to be more like that. And the Nagatoro was just, it was, I don't think I liked a single moment in that show.
It was rough.
Every time she made that face, I was like, oh, why am I watching this?
Like, what's wrong with her eye?
No, not the face. Every time she did the noodle arm and she would start slapping senpai, I thought you're gonna die. I think they're gonna just end it all right there. You hated that every time it happens.
Yeah, they just like to like repeat words over and over, and it's like, oh yeah, that wasn't funny the first time, it wasn't funny the 12th time.
It was weird. I think the people like it because it's a, straight up just like a self-insert. Like, dude's a kind of nerdy guy. He's kind of shy.
Got himself a,
and he wants to get bullied into a pulp.
I know, it's like
it's extremely self-insert.
Are these friends? They seem mostly abusive. Also, they straight up sexually assault him sometimes, and it's like,
yeah, but like cringe. That's what the viewer wants, apparently.
I guess it still kills me though, because when we first started watching that, and like the first two or three episodes, and I remember Ryan, like, he specifically were like, this just changes, right? But she's awful to him. Like, yeah, she's legitimately bullying awful. Like, he should be going to like the counselor and talking about like how she's bullying him into like depression because he hates his life. And then I just remember Ryan being like, so like this isn't keep happening, right? Like, she has like a character arc, she's just a bitch the entire show. And isn't that weird?
It just ends, it just stops.
They like try to have a thing where it's just like, because they have like that art competition and she like helps them with it. And I guess that's supposed to be like, oh, look, they're actually friends. But I'm like, I don't know. She still seems kind of bitchy to me. Like, it was not earned. It wasn't satisfying. It wasn't narratively.
Yeah.
Just every character in this is not enjoyable to look at or experience. Even her friend group, you had like the delinquents, you had which is composed of supposed to be three girls, but the one of them just mysteriously falls off the face of the earth like half the time.
No, she's gone for like seven episodes.
And it's because they don't know what to do with all these characters, because really it's just
they serve the same purpose.
This one character, and then the other, and then there's this other girl that just repeats the same word that that the first girl says, and then you have the girl that falls off the face of the earth every like couple of episodes. It's bizarre. I don't understand the appeal of this show. I'm sorry to people that like it.
Yeah, I don't either. I was actually looking forward to it too. I'm like, man, that looks like a funny premise, funny character design. Haha.
And it was like everyone, you know, seems to enjoy it. You got the memes.
And, it was not the case for us.
It's like, it's got to be popular for a reason, right?
No.
No, this is just not good. So that's my fresh wound.
Fresh wound for all three of us, because we actually watched the show.
Yeah, we watched it together.
So. God, the show did suck.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
It's such a high rating, dude. It's like 5 out of 5 stars. Yeah. It's so unwarranted. Yeah, y'all are just horny.
Bonk. Bonks to the lot of you.
The monkey bonketh.
All right, so my next one, this is probably going to be, to the people that actually watch the show, going to be controversial, because it seems like it's very popular and the people that have watched it like it a lot. And that's a show called Monster. Monster is like a 70 episode anime.
That's a lot. The doctor?
The doctor, yes.
Okay, yeah.
The premise is that at the beginning of the show, he's like a super surgeon. He's like top of his class. He's just the best at what he does. And he's like given the option, I think, to save like, he only has time to save like two patients, and one of them will die. And he has the option to either save like a very important political figure, something like that, or a boy. And he saves the boy, which to us, the viewers, like, yes, that makes sense. You would save the child. And then from there, the child, because of like his brain injury, he basically grows up to become a psychopathic murderer, and the doctor like loses his license to treat people, and he goes on a quest to find this kid and I guess stop him from murdering people endlessly. And that sounds super cool, and it sounds great, and like, this isn't one of those shows, it's not like Nagatoro where I watched it and like, I don't get why people like this, because I could totally see why people liked it, but to me it was really slow, it was really long. I think it probably could have been, the time runtime could have been cut in half and it would have been probably much better for it. But I don't know, it's, I don't even know why, I don't remember what prompted me to watch it. It just, some,
like, so it doesn't really seem like something you would go out of your way to watch. Like, did someone like just recommend that scene? You're like, yeah, sure, why not?
I remember it sitting on my like to watch list for the longest time. I know it's like it's rated really high. It's like,
that's what I'm saying, like, it's a rather popular show. I should say popular, rather critically acclaimed show.
Yeah, it's ranked number 30 on top anime. That's probably why I probably was looking through the top anime, and it was towards the top. And yeah, it's not a bad show, but it just wasn't for me. It just was it was a lot to sit through, especially 70 episodes.
That's a lot of time.
It is quite a bit.
It's like 30 hours at least.
Yeah, and I don't remember it ending in a way that I was like, wow, that made it all worth it or whatever. It just kind of like, it's supposed to be like a horror psychological thriller, and it's like I wasn't thrilled, or like I never was like afraid of what the killer was going to do next. I was mostly like, I pretty much felt like I knew what was going to happen, and I was usually right. And I don't know, it just wasn't all I hoped it would be, considering how high it was on the top rated shows.
Understandable. I actually have kind of an odd story for Monsters. The only reason why I know what you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So I've never actually watched the anime, so I don't know how different it is from the manga, but I have read half of Monster. And yeah, I didn't go out of my way to read it. It wasn't like given to me. It's really bizarre, but I was going to a friend's house because we were all going to hang out, like our entire friend group. And I was just going to head to his place, and then we were going to leave from his place to go to like a party. I think it was like someone's birthday or something. I can't remember. This is like years ago, but I went to his place, and he likes to tinker with computers and things like that. And so he was building a PC, and he's like, "Hey, we're going to leave after I finish building this. So just like, you know, entertain yourself for a bit." And I was thinking like, oh, maybe I'll play his Xbox, or like maybe I'll do whatever. But I saw his bookshelf, and on his bookshelf, he had the entire collection of Monster.
What?
Okay. And I was like, Monster, what's specific. This? And he's like, oh man, it's this really good manga about this doctor. And like, you know, it's like this moral quandary. Like, did he do the right thing? And like, this dude becomes a serial killer. I'm like, oh, that sounds sweet. Like, all right. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll start borrowing this from him. I'll only read the first like two or three volumes. That was a mistake, because I didn't realize how long he was going to be working on his computer and like just screwing off before we went to this party. I ended up reading legit like, I don't know, 12 volumes or something like that, 15 volumes. I don't remember how long it is, but I just kept reading them one after another because I had nothing else to do except just hang out at my friend's place waiting for us to start this party. And I was getting kind of into it where I'm like, oh, this is intriguing. And then he was like, oh, you enjoying it? I was like talking about it. And then he's like, all right, cool. Well, you know what? I'm actually finished with this. Let's go ahead and leave. And I went with him. We jumped in the car. We went and got some snacks. We went to our friend's party. And I never thought about Monster again until basically just now, when you're like, Monster, I'm like, oh man, that's the thing with the doctor, right? Yeah. I completely forgot that Monster core existed. Memory. But yeah, I read like half of it.
It's a cool premise. Like seeing that it was rated so highly and like reading like the synopsis and like more about the show, I was like, this sounds super cool. And it, I feel like it started off pretty strong. Like I was into it at the beginning, but the more it went, I had a hard time staying engaged. I think it really would have helped to just have a shorter version of it. But we probably won't ever get that.
I don't think so. It's been a while.
It's been a hot minute. That came out in like 2007.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my trash on the show that people really like. Well, actually, I have another one like that, but I have a couple more on here. I have
hit us with
problem.
It.
I have a problem with anime. All right,
and it's all like, bad. I know.
Yeah, it's all bad.
For one, it's all bad, and two, it's all friggin' high school, man. Like, why? Why is it all high school? Where's some?
Because it's the target audience.
Shut your mouth, Gary.
What?
Where's my...
Imagine when we started watching anime, it was probably around high school, early college.
Not important. Even if you're right. I don't care about you.
I didn't want answers. I wanted to be angry.
My feelings don't care about your facts, Gary. So anyways, I'm always on the prowl. Not really. I'm always on the prowl for like some good, not high school, like... So see some like slice of life of like an adult or like a college student or something. And I thought I'd finally found it, and I was really excited to watch it. And I just was really disappointed by it in general. The show is called Welcome to the NHK.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I adore that show. Oh
no. I just was uh-oh, like so bored of it, like the whole time I was watching. Are you saying
adult life is boring, Ryan?
Shut, Gary. They can make adult life interesting. I don't have to be in high school to be living it up. But it was like, okay, so this is, it's not about high school. So we got a good check. It's rated well in general. Good, that's a check. It, the whole premise is about this guy. He's like a neat, he doesn't go out, and he's got to like grow into like an actual adult and go do things and be responsible. So it's like, oh, sweet. So the main character is also going to like start somewhere. He's going to go through an arc. He's going to be somewhere else by the end of the show. And I just, I feel like I got to the end of the show and I was unsatisfied like with his journey. I think that was like my biggest issue with it. I felt like he's still like, he hadn't quite gotten to like where I was expecting him to. And I don't know if that was because the story was supposed to go on after the show or if that was always the plan.
The show was complete.
Yeah. So I,
that's where the manga has.
Yeah. So I just, I think I went in kind of expecting it to be a certain way and it wasn't. I was more surprised by how it was. And then I was just unsatisfied with the ending in general. And I don't think I didn't like the main character very much. He never really grew on me. He mostly was.
He isn't really supposed to be likable for the vast majority of the show.
Yeah. So, and like, I don't know. I can like a show that has like an unlikable protagonist, but I have a much harder time doing that. That was just my experience of like going in and not even like, it's not like Nagatoro's and where I hated it to the point of like, I don't understand why anyone could enjoy this, but it was definitely like, I went in expecting to really enjoy it and really have a good time. And I kind of came out being lukewarm on it for the most part. like I wouldn't recommend that show to someone kind of deal, like where I was like, it was okay.
I'm sad.
It was also, I don't remember how long it was, but it was longer than 12 episodes, I think.
I think it's 26.
Yeah. So like that also, you know, if I'm not having as good of a time with it and it's also like a double length season, I'm like, woof. So that's another one.
I can see why someone wouldn't enjoy that show. She says it's very slow and it's also pretty dark. Like I would almost compare it to something like BoJack Horseman, where the show is about like depression and anxiety and a lot of like really dark, just mental problems and just like dark headspaces. So it's hard to watch it because there isn't a whole lot of joy in that show. So I could see if you weren't having a good time because you're not really supposed to, but if you also feel like by the end of it, you don't feel like you gained anything from it, I could see why you wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a happy show.
Yeah. And BoJack, like, you know, BoJack definitely goes through an arc from the start to the end of his show. And like, he is not supposed to be really liked. And you're not supposed to look up to him by any means.
No, absolutely not.
Terrible things. But like at the end of the show, it feels like BoJack has gone through, you know, a change, and he's like made amends with the people that are closest to him, and like we have like a wrap-up episode where they all like kind of acknowledge that, and I'm like, wow, okay, we did the thing, we did it. Versus this show, I just remember getting to the end being like, is that it? Like that's where we're ending it. Okay, so NHK, I don't even remember what NHK stands for, but
doesn't really stand for anything. It's more just his paranoia because he thinks he's being watched by the NHK.
He blames like a secret society for his like the fact that he's a neat or whatever.
Yeah.
Like it's like all a scheme because he can't take responsibility. Which again is an interesting premise, just it didn't engage me. Another one, this is probably a quick one, is a show called Honda-kun.
Bookseller?
What?
Like Bookseller Honda-kun?
No, just Honda-kun. That's the name of the show.
Oh, really? I don't know what that is then.
It's slice of life, I guess, but not, but like it is slice of life. But the reason that I watched this show and the reason I was excited to watch it is because it's the prequel to a show called Barakamon, which is a great show about a guy who is a calligrapher, and he's like top of his craft, and he just does like something bad, and he like gets kicked out of like the industry. So he has to go to an island and like have an arc, and it's a really great show, and I love that show. So I was really excited to hear that Honda-kun was the prequel to that, about him in high school, and just see, oh, let's see how this really great show played out in his school days. And Honda-kun, whereas Barkamon is a show about an adult, again, adults, wow, they can have animes too, this is great. And
it's not allowed
to an island. He goes to an island, and he like is humbled, and he like has to work with like the islanders, who are like, you know, they all are very close because it's a small town, and he like, you know, becomes part of like the family, and you know, they all watch out for each other, and it's fun and wholesome, and but it's also satisfying to like watch his arc and watch him become a better person because he's surrounded by good people that teach him to be a better person. And then you go and watch Honda-kun, which is a completely different show. It is about how he went to high school and he thinks that everyone hates him, and he isolates himself from everybody because he just thinks that they all hate him, when in reality, everybody in his high school basically worships him.
And he
the entire show is everyone worshiping him as like the most talented, because he does calligraphy in high school as well, which is not as big of a plot point in the show, but he does that still. Everyone thinks he's the greatest, and like he's like the local celebrity of the high school, but he thinks nobody likes him and he has no friends. That's the joke of the entire show. It's completely different from Barkamon, and the joke isn't funny for 12 episodes, which is how long this thing lasts.
It sounds like a 2-episode thing, maybe.
Sounds like it. Yeah, it was bizarre. Like after watching the Barkamon and then going to Honda-kun, I was like, what? These are like completely unrelated. Like the main character has the same name. The main character has the same haircut and the same name, and that's it. Like literally two completely different shows. I couldn't believe it. I don't even think Barkamon references how he was like an outcast in high school, or he thought he was. They might have, but I don't remember them doing that. It's like the show just. It's like the author was like, what if I did this funny premise and let's just make it about that one character from that one show, other like thing I wrote for whatever reason. It was so weird.
It almost sounds like it should be not like a full season, but like a prequel movie type thing, just as a tie-in
just like,
thing.
Just a 90 minute like a little joke or whatever, but
yeah,
no, it's a full season of just like what?
Well, that's so weird.
It was bizarre to watch. So that was disappointing.
I'm an idiot, by the way, because this is Honda-kun, and I was like, oh, bookseller. No, it's the show I was thinking of is Skull-Faced Bookseller Honda-san, not Kun. Easy mistake.
Rookie mistake.
Easy mistake.
Yeah.
You casual.
I'm such a dummy.
All right. And then my last one is it's probably not a hot take. It's probably divisive. I don't know. Kill a Kill.
Oh, you stole one of
you stole mine, Ryan.
Yeah.
Excellent. I thought Kill a Kill was fun.
I fucking hated Kill a Kill.
I did not hate it.
Kill a Kill is Trigger at its most classicist. The most classicist is just Trigger doing its Trigger thing of like, here's the premise. It's kind of interesting. Let's explore this. You get halfway to the show, and then it just spirals into insanity. And I'm like, I remember, I know I watched it with Frankie and maybe with you, Gary, as well. I remember we all watched it.
We watched like Kill a Kill together because
yeah, we all did watch it together.
Frankie was intrigued by the premise.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure that's what it was.
That was it. Yeah, that's what.
And I just remember getting to the end because I think this was the first time I'd ever watched anything by Trigger. I hadn't watched Gurren Lagann or anything else, so like I just got to the end, I'm like, what is happening? Like I was so like, how did we get here? This is insanity. I couldn't believe it. Like I was still like, I hadn't watched a whole lot of anime at that point, and so like I was so like just not prepared.
You could not show that to someone who wasn't like ingrained in anime culture, because it wouldn't make any sense.
So yeah, I got to the end of that and I was like, what is happening? And then, you know, eventually you come to be more familiar with Trigger and their work, and you realize, oh, that's just what Trigger does. Like,
that's their MO every single time.
You watch Darling in the Franks, same thing. Interesting premise in the first half, second half, insanity. Just like, look, just spirals into like craziness. Gurren Lagann even does that, but I actually like Gurren Lagann. They did a movie called Promare as well, which I just recently watched.
Yeah, I saw advertisements for that.
It's really funny because it's, you know how Trigger does like a 24 episode season and the first 12 episodes are like grounded and you get to know the characters and the world, and then the last half is, you know, spirals
into utter insanity. Just bullshit. Yeah.
So imagine that classic pattern, but now it's only in 90 minutes. And it's just like, oh my
god. Speed running.
Speed running a Trigger show. It was insane. It was just like, this is just what they do. They love this stuff. You start with like some firefighters. They put out fires in like, but they do it like in like mechs or whatever, and you're like, okay, that's kind of cool. And then it's like, also the world's blowing up. And the world's blowing up, and we're gonna fly a spaceship into another dimension to save
ourselves. It's like, in like subtext in like font size 11.
And oh, that's classic Trigger bullshit. I love it.
The fire they were putting out wasn't like actual fire. It's like soul beings from like another dimension or something. It's so like at this point I've watched like three Trigger shows, so I'm like, yeah, this is pretty par for the course at this point. But
you just nod sagely, you're like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, but watching Kill la Kill way back then, I was like, this is so much. I don't even know what I'm looking at anymore. They go all naked, and she goes like Super Saiyan.
They do the Sonic Adventure 2 thing.
They do the Sonic Adventure 2
hero thing, story, just, villain story or whatever.
Yeah, nope. just
final craziness. Story.
It's so, when you were worried about One Punch Man, where you're like, this is a funny premise, but like, how do they stretch it out to the entire season? You're like, oh, I really enjoyed that. That was my reaction to Kill la Kill. And I was like, I wonder how they'll stretch this out for the entire season. And they don't. Because every joke they tell in Kill la Kill is funny the first like two or three times they do it. And then they do it 200 or 300 more times. They tell each joke so often that by the time they were doing that joke again for the 50th time, I wanted to punch my TV. I was so tired of watching Kill la Kill.
Dang, my harsh.
Favorite joke in that show is the fact that whenever they have words on screen, basically like kanji or like hiragana will like fall from the sky, and like it's showing you like the name of a school or the name of a character. But the letters and the characters that fall from the sky are literally in the world, and so people will interact with them. That's funny. So like a character will run face first into their own name. Hilarious. Great joke. Snappy. I love it. They make that joke like 25 fucking times. It is no longer funny after 25 fucking times. The stupid dog being a horn dog. Hey, that's pretty funny. Two or three times. You make that joke almost every single episode. End my suffering, please.
Harsh.
I hate Kill la Kill.
I thought it was funny.
If that show
refuses 12 to episodes elaborate
long and didn't devolve into insanity and tell the same jokes for 26 freaking episodes, I wouldn't hate it.
It probably could have been 12.
We don't live in episodes. That universe.
It probably could have been 12 for sure.
And it's crazy because like the 9th or 10th episode, when you find out like that she can go insane by like using the power too much and she turns into like the weird monster and like all of her friends have to help her, that's a really good ending point. Why didn't they use that? And then they just do another 20 episodes. It's so stupid. I can't believe the same studio that made Gurren Lagann made Kill la Kill, because they're so different. I hate that show.
Well, this is a great transition because I'm done with my list.
Well, you also took off my first one because I was going to complain about Kill la Kill and I already got it out.
The perfect transition. What are the rest of your shows, Tyler?
Oh, God. I mean, I could keep going on and on about Kill la Kill, but I'll stop bitching about it, I guess, because we have other things to get to, other bad vibes to get to. So that was one of my big ones, and I'm glad, you know, Ryan brought it up. However, my next one, I don't think Ryan has watched this. I believe we've talked about it before, but Death Note is a show that I thought would be good, and I ended up not liking all that much.
You're really going to destroy my anime clout by saying I haven't watched Death Note.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else? You wouldn't be able to join this conversation. You'd be like, uh-huh, yeah, sure, okay. But you haven't watched it, right?
I've seen I saw the movie, the Netflix one.
Yeah,
so the live action movie?
The live action
movie. Why? That's just stupid. Why would you
featuring
waste your time?
Light Smith or whatever his name was.
Is anyways, that his name in the movie?
They give him some like American last name. It's not Smith. I don't remember what it is.
Also John Smith at that point. just screw it.
So before you go on a rant, I kinda agree with you. But like I gotta say that I think the first half of Death Note is fantastic.
That's because it is.
It is. And I don't think the second half of the show ruins everything completely. I mean, it does, but I still enjoyed the first half of the show so much that I wouldn't want to, you know, retract me seeing it. I don't think it was a waste of my time.
I guess I agree with that. I don't feel like I wasted my time with it. I mean, it also gave me a really good verb because I call things death noting when they do something really stupid, which, oh, you know what? I guess I'll just explain without actually spoiling it because if you haven't seen it, you should still watch it. And then you can talk to me about it. And we can just, you can hear how angry I am. About
in the comments, of course.
Dumb. The plot development is around episode 27 or so. So Death Note is really good for half of it. Like extremely good. 10 out of 10. There's great cat and mouse type shenanigans going on between, you know, your protagonist who is basically the villain and then the antagonist who is actually the hero. That's really cool. That's really interesting. Their conversations, their philosophies, and just like how they butt heads on doing the whole Death Note thing is really, really well done. And then something happens halfway through the show that changes everything. And the last half of the show drops all of that. All of the good character writing is gone. All of the really good like plot development is gone. They kind of just realize that there's these characters, we have to end their arcs and figure out what happens. And they're just like, whatever, I guess they just end it like this. They just end up, they solve the question. They solve the mystery. How'd they solve it? They just did. Screw it. Whatever. It doesn't matter like how anything works. They just solve it so the show can end. And like, oh, there we go. And the end's done.
Yeah, that's exactly how it felt.
It's
so which is a shame.
Weird.
It definitely went on too long.
Yeah. You could.
Does that follow the source material?
Yes. Yes. Like almost exactly. There are a couple changes here and there through characterization, like the actions of some characters. But by the end of it, those actions aren't really all that different or too important for it to matter. So the manga and the anime are basically like 99% the same. It's just that change is so bad that it makes the last half of the show feel worse. And the change revolves around this plan that is so convoluted that there is no way on any planet someone could have come up with this like 112 point plan and it works in their favor. And because of that, it just loses all of its logic because the show is so logical and the show is so methodical and like how these characters plot and counterplot. And then they just have a thing where the character just does the thing and it just works because his plan is just apparently too stupid to fail.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. Like I think they had a really good plan early on, like whatever the first one was where they like outplayed.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it just got insane.
Yeah.
It was like, it was really cool once.
And then
they had to undo it though for the rest of the show.
Yeah. They up the ante every single time. And like them upping the ante gets so ridiculous that it actually gets to like shonen points of like overpoweredness. Like their intellect and their logic is so overpowered that
it's power
there's
great,
no way you
but,
could
but different,
ever
yeah.
solve it. So I call it death noting when any video game, show, movie, whatever it is, whenever they have a plan so convoluted that it obviously has to fail, but doesn't, it's death noting.
No game, no life. The ending of that or the last.
Funny that the next show on my list of things that I thought would be good, but I didn't like is No Game, No Life.
It's so pretty too, though.
I will. You know what? I'll start with good vibes before I be terrible. That show invented colors. The opening for that show is also really good. and just looking at the show, it's pretty. All the pastels, like all the different like color choices that they utilize for the characters, the way the characters like pop up off the backgrounds. That show is really nice to look at. The premise also really cool, where they just get sucked into this world that's run by a god that loves games. So everyone in this world just has to play any form of entertainment to like get where they want in life. That's really cool. I like that because it can be any game, whether that's like, you know, board games, card games, video games, anything that has like a set of rules that you can game against someone else, an opponent, is, you know, a way to get ahead in this world. That's really cool. That's where my compliments at. Because the show Death Notes so hard for every arc, where like,
especially the last one.
I don't think the last one is the worst one. The chess one, I think, is the worst one.
I don't know about that.
They have to figure out the chess game from alternate dimensions. What? That doesn't make any sense, man.
The freaking the fox one, they had to guess that they would like sleepwalk.
Yeah,
because they could like read minds or something. So they had to guess that she would like sleepwalk all the way to this one specific spot. Like I forget what it was exactly, but like it was dumb.
It was dumb. You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe they both of those.
That's when I threw his table. At least the chess scene was at least fun to watch, though.
It was. But I didn't think it still doesn't make any sense.
I still enjoyed No Game of Life. I mean, I think a lot of the plot points were stupid, but it was so fun to look at, and a lot of the like art styles and locations were just, you know, fun to watch. I still think it was a fun show.
I don't hate it to the degree that I dislike Kill la Kill.
Yeah, I don't dislike it at all.
The last half of Death Note, but it's such a cool world. It's such a cool premise. And they basically just create these protagonists that can't be wrong or can't lose. And it's like, why bother with that?
They are too powerful. They have too much plot armor.
They do. And it's just a shame because the characters are generally pretty fun. I cannot remember her name because it's been a while since I watched this, but
like Shiho or something like that.
The princess.
I forget what her name was.
That he makes fun of constantly.
I don't know what her name is.
Jabril, the angel, is one of my favorite characters in all of anime.
Funny.
She's hilarious. Her whole like thirst for knowledge, where it's like she's so thirsty for knowledge, she's like horny for knowledge, is just, that's a great joke. I love that joke. They had the like elf chick near the ends with like her arc, her like counter arc to the protagonist. There's some really good characters and like good arcs, and it just doesn't matter because they just Death Note the hell out of like every plot development. And it's a shame. But you haven't seen that, right, Ryan?
I watched the first couple of episodes of it, and I didn't finish it. I think I sat down and started watching with maybe Gary at one point, but I don't remember why we never finished it.
I finished it. I'm pretty sure I watched that alone.
You were recommended it to me at one point, and I think we started watching it together at one point, and then we just never actually got around to finishing
it. It was colorful.
It was very colorful. Pretty. It was a very pretty looking show. I do remember that.
But I know, because the show was kind of weird. I'm pretty sure it's also a manga, but I could be wrong about that. I'm pretty sure it's more popular in the West than it is in the East, which is why I never got a season two. And people have been still clamoring for a season two all these years later. And then there was a movie that was made, and people were like, oh man, they're going to do a movie. The movie does well, then season two will get made. And here we are still with no season two. So the fan base is in shambles, but
no game, no season two.
Yeah, that's true. I don't hate that show. It's just, I think it's a really cool premise that doesn't live up to it because the protagonists are so overpowered, which I guess is kind of an issue with a lot of anime, but
like 90% of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But if it does get the season two, I'd probably still watch it anyway, just because I like that world and I like those characters, but it's not as bad as Death Note with its convoluted plot points. But you know, it is as bad as Death Note and its convoluted plot points because it's so simple. It's stupid. It's Sword Art Online.
Finally,
the OG isekai.
This isn't a hot take by any stretch of the imagination, because at this point, everyone hates SAO besides the people that apparently like it because it keeps getting made. But when it's still first quite came popular, out,
yeah.
It is. Yeah. When it first came out, people loved SAO. Like, really, really loved it. It was the hot show
season. That was before isekais were oversaturated. It caused isekai oversaturation.
I mean, so it was kind of created the genre.
It was, yeah, it was kind of an undone premise, but like a rarely used premise that had like some quality to it. And like, definitely the first season of it had a lot of like good action sequences, a lot of good like premises and things like that, but definitely fell, you know, into like a huge tropey nightmare as it went on.
Kirito's harem, because he basically looks at a girl and she just throws herself at him,
and then they become useless like the entire show. Like
the Scorned Girls Club is my favorite thing in that show.
It was an arc two or Gun Gale. They were literally like the entire female roster was just literally sitting at a table watching him do stuff.
That's why I call it the Scorned Girls Club, because all like six of them, seven of them legit hang out in that cafe and just talk to each other, and their only commonality is that they were all rejected by Kirito, and that's so stupid.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's actually dehumanizing.
I mean, that's not the worst dehumanizing it does for any of its women characters, but
I didn't watch past Gun Gale.
Yeah.
So I guess season two.
That show is really terrible to women. Like, really terrible to them. They're not allowed to have any agency.
No respect.
And it's also really dumb that...
As with most isekais, though, let's be real.
Yeah. I mean, that can happen a lot just in anime in general, but it's super overt in Sword Art Online, just because every female character just gets sidelined immediately because Kirito is just so much cooler. He's so much more powerful because he's the man. It's so dumb.
Even his wife!
Asuna is a cool character.
Asuna is such a cool character!
Written out of the show! Like, hardcore! It's so dumb, man.
Like, she was such a good, like, opposing mentality to Kirito for the first part. And then, oh my gosh, just as soon as they, like, join the same side, kind of.
As soon as they effectively start dating,
she becomes a non-character, dies. Which is so
she
dumb.
Just isn't a character anymore.
It's so disrespectful.
Yeah, and that's the thing, like.
It actually ruins the entire show. It's not like Death Note, where I can still appreciate the first half of Death Note for what it is. It actually ruins the entire show.
I don't know how people still can look past it for how there's really only one character that matters in an entire show. We've had, what, three seasons now and like 17 different movies, and only one character matters in the entire thing. And it's the dude who has no personality because he just wins and is overpowered and everyone
loves
him.
It's self-insert guy.
It's super self-insert.
If he has too much personality, how am I supposed to insert myself into it?
Well, because none of us have personality, obviously.
True.
Can you imagine a protagonist having personality?
No. Clearly not. So yeah. And it's so strange, because when that show came out, it was getting rave reviews and everyone was saying like how cool this is and just how great the premise is, the world. And then as time has gone on, this is obviously less of a hot take because people don't like it anymore because of how bad the end of the first season goes. And then like season two with Gun Gale and all that. But never forget that when Sword Art Online first was coming out, it was adored by the public. And now it's basically reviled by most people.
Yeah.
So they thought it would be great, ended up not liking it. You know what? One last complaint. Also with the whole dehumanizing thing. Every single villain in that show always sexually assaults a woman. That's how you know they're a villain.
You're right. They do.
That's how we make the writer doesn't know how to make us hate a villain, so he's just like, I gotta make him rapey.
Yep. Every time. It's cliche.
There's a term for that, and I don't know if it's just comic books, but it might just be a general term. We call that the woman in the refrigerator, where
fridging. Yeah.
The antagonist. Yeah, the antagonist kills the love interest to send the male hero off on like a revenge quest or whatever. It's basically that, but we don't kill them; we sexually assault them instead. It's not good, and you know, like rape is bad. obviously. I don't, but
wow. Like,
it's just, yeah, I know that's, here's my hot take, but it's just, it's such a lazy way to make me like dislike a villain, you know? It's like, okay, yeah, no, I don't like this guy anymore, obviously, but like, one, you use that more than once, which is way too much.
It's the fact that it was more than once.
Yeah, that's like the real problem. Is like, they, I think they do it season one, and then I think every season after that, we have at least like one character that's like that. And it's like, really? We're going to do another weird, rapey villain just again? Just, we got to freaking assault like these female characters to make us dislike them so that Kirito can
save the day. It's so dumb.
He's the hero. He has to save their purity or whatever. And it's like, okay, cool, great.
Yeah, it's not good. It's
it's a bad vibe.
What a kicker tip.
Wait, it's not the kicker. Oh, because I have one last one. The issue is that I probably should have ended with SAO because that's the one that all three of us know about. But Overlord is the last show that I thought was going to be good.
I haven't watched Overlord.
Game is bad. I won't. If either of you ever want to watch it, go for it. I also know, like,
I don't.
It's still relatively popular in that people want to watch it. My main issue with it is that none of the characters are likable, like, at all. And I don't know how a show can have so many characters with the vast majority of them being unlikable. And if a character is likable, you should just stop liking them, because that means that character is going to die. Every time there's a character that actually has a character arc and it seems like they're interesting and that they're very cool, you should just stop liking them, because they're definitely going to die a very gruesome ultimate death soon. So just, the less you care about anyone in that show, the better. And if you don't like someone, that means they're definitely, you know, they're going to stay the entire time. And that's the thing I don't like about it. Like, every character that you actually develop fucking dies. So what's the point?
That raises the stakes.
Sure. Yeah. Cool. Although
the stakes have been raised.
I don't want to end on a, you know, perfectly negative note. The soundtrack for that show is killer. The basically every opening, every ending, and just the music that plays throughout is very good. And I appreciate that I watched the show just for that alone. Not a total loss.
So all we need to do is to watch the openings and the closings, and we've seen the best parts of Overlord.
Yeah, that's not hyperbole. You should do that. In fact, I might force you to watch the openings and the endings.
I'll take you up on that. I'll do it.
Because they're pretty good. Although I feel bad now, because you guys were like, I didn't like these shows as much, you know, as I thought I would. Here I am, just like,
you are
hated these shows.
Full of hatred. You're like on or off switch. There is no in between.
Yeah, that's just me. I'm too extreme.
No, I don't deal in absolutes.
Only a Sif deals in absolutes.
Only a simp deals in absolutes.
Damn.
What? I'm not a simp. How dare you?
But yeah, those are our expectations subverted in both directions. Yeah,
both directions.
Yeah, let me know what you guys think. Definitely follow us, subscribe to us, share us. We really need the growth here, guys.
What is your
help us out?
What is your favorite anime that you thought you would hate, or vice versa?
Leave it in the comments. For sure. And next time we'll hit you with something else, some more hot takes. Always on a Monday, probably not. You know.
It's definitely one of those. It's
definitely Monday.
And it'll be in the morning.
Definitely morning.
Count on it. Bye.
Bye. Bye.